Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Tributes to Sinead O'Connor continue to pour in as fans come to terms with her death last week at the young age of 56. This weekend, a film made about the singer was released on Sky and Now TV. Nothing Compares was released in 2022 and won huge acclaim on the festival circuit. Here's a short clip from the documentary. It's Sinead speaking in her own words of her worldwide success.
In one way, I loved it. Obviously, I was a very young woman and you kind of fantasize about being famous. In another way, I was frightened by it. What maybe was difficult for me was the timing of the success thing. It meant that I suddenly had this identity I didn't feel like it was really me. To be honest, I also had very little self-esteem. I couldn't understand why anyone liked my records.
And that is Sinead O'Connor, director of Nothing Compares, is Belfast woman Catherine Ferguson, and she joins me now. Catherine, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Cormac. Thank you.
An awful lot of people were upset and moved beyond what they thought they would have been by the news of the passing of Sinead O'Connor. I'm sure you're the same.
Yeah, I mean, just deeply saddened and very, very sad that she's gone. I really can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Does it make the documentary that we're talking about here, Nothing Compares, all the more valuable then? Are you all the more delighted that you've done it?
Oh, goodness, it's hard to word. It's hard to use words like delight at the minute because
yeah, I know.
We're all in such grief. I feel very privileged that I got to make this film with Sinead. I feel very privileged that it got to come out before last week, actually, and that she got to feel some of the reaction to it, which has just been a huge avalanche of love for her. It's hard to put into words feelings this week because I think just like everybody, we're just devastated with what's happened. So it's very confusing feelings at the minute.
No, I totally get, because even the next question that I'm going to ask you, it seems kind of surreal to me. Even I was going to ask you what she thought of the documentary, but now with now that she's gone, it's almost like a strange question to ask, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Sinead watched it. She was offered to watch it, kindly or politely agreed or said that she didn't want to have to live through watching all of that again, but she was incredibly supportive of the film, and we had a very beautiful exchange about it in the autumn after the cinema release in Dublin in October. And yeah, I mean, I think she really did get to feel the love that it generated. You know, it's been out for 18 months around the world, and it's just taken a very long time to get it home. I've been trying to get it home for quite a while.
Yeah.
And the timing of it's just unbelievable.
There's a couple of remarkable things about the documentary or the film. One is that there are no sit-down, face-to-face interviews. That the voice, Sinead O'Connor's voice, is the conduit for most of it, and her words are the narrative, the overarching narrative of the film. And I think we were all talking about her various iconic moments last week when news of her passing came. And of course, the ripping of the poster of the Pope on SNL was one of them. I was really intrigued, I must say, Catherine, hearing Sinead in your film talking about that moment. We have that clip for listeners here. I might ask you about it just a second, but here she is. A very short clip from the film. This is Sinead O'Connor speaking about the fallout after she tore the picture of the Pope on live television.
I regret that people treated me like shit. And I regret that I was so wounded already that really, really killed me and hurt me, you know. They all thought I should be made a mockery of for throwing my career down the drain. I never set out to be a pop star. It didn't suit me being a pop star. So I didn't throw away any career that I wanted. Didn't change my attitude. I wasn't sorry. I didn't regret it. I was the proudest thing I've ever done as an artist. They broke my heart and they killed me, but I didn't die. They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a seed.
Can I get your reaction to just what you've heard that clip? What did you think when you recorded that piece?
I just thought it was profoundly beautiful and, just clear as a bell that she had no regrets about what she did. And I just thought it was such a powerful thing to hear her say, because I think that was the narrative. Oh, goodness, she's given up her commercial career and it must all be awful. But actually, she did what she felt was completely authentic to her, and she didn't regret it at all, and she did what was right, and she then went on to make the music that she really wanted to make, mm-hmm. and had many critically acclaimed albums. So I think it's a very powerful statement from Sinead, and I'm, again, just very privileged that we have it in the film, so that she can, it actually, you know, we end the film with that statement, and I think it's the line that's really got everybody right in the gut.
It really struck me, I must say, because we spoke with an EMI music boss who was in that studio the night she tore the photo of the Pope, and he described jaws hitting the floor and the career being thrown away, so to speak. So absolute clarity from Sinead O'Connor herself about her behaviour at that time. Can I ask you why you shot the movie in this way, without any kind of sit-down, face-to-face interviews?
Yeah, well, a couple of reasons. I mean, to be honest, we always plan to do it this way, particularly with Sinead, because our film isn't a biopic. It's not the birth to today's story. It's very much honing in on these 5 years particularly, and why she did what she did. We really wanted to keep you there during the film, but have her narrate it. And for me particularly, I just felt, as somebody who's had her voice so reduced over the years, or mocked by some facets of the media, it was super important that we could actually just hear her tell her story uninterrupted for 97 minutes, which is what she does, you know, in our film. And I just wanted her voice, to be the thing that you really honed into and heard.
What do you make of all of the reaction to her passing? Everybody, the vast majority of people, saying how great she was, how iconic she was. What do you think of all of that?
I'm trying to process what I think about it at the minute. I suppose what I really think is I wish people had showed her that amount of respect and love when she was here, as I think a lot of people are feeling as well. I feel what it is showing on a positive level, if there can be one, is just how loved she was across the world. There's probably a lot of hypocrisy happening. People that weren't, that didn't stand by her, now mourning her, does feel slightly off.
Does that make you angry, Catherine?
I am angry, yeah. I think a lot of us are very angry that this happened to one of our own. It's heartbreaking, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have a brilliant piece in the documentary as well of Sinead O'Connor saying, and I'm paraphrasing here from memory, something like, mm-hmm. Of course they would have thought that I was weird or something, because for God's sake, I was saying that unspeakable things were happening in the Catholic Church, for example. Mm-hmm. But she was so clear in her conviction to say those things at the time, and she was borne out without question. You finished on something that was... Yeah. Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, she was the canary in the coal mine, and people just didn't want to hear it or understand it. And I suppose that's what so much of the film's trying to do, is make sense of why she did it, because it seemed to have left such, you know, so much confusion at the time. It seemed to cause so much confusion in 1992. And really, what Nothing Compares is trying to do is make sense of why it happened.
And Nothing Compares is, people can see it on Sky and Now TV. Mm-hmm. It has been released on the festival circuit previously, as I said. Can I ask you about the finish? Having watched all the iconic moments and the various interviews with the people, having heard them, you finish on Sinead O'Connor speaking or singing a song where she's saying, "Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for hurting me." It is extremely poignant. Why did you choose that?
I just think it shows. To me, it's more of a hymn. It's a hymn. And I just think Sinead is an incredibly compassionate human being and way and beyond most of us. And I just think for all of us, it just felt like a very poignant song to end on, one that I'd loved for many, many years. And I just think it sums up her compassion. Really, I do. And leaves people with a lot to reflect on.
Yeah, for sure. As does Nothing Compares in its entirety. And it's released on Sky and Now TV, as I say. It really is something else to watch that film by Catherine Ferguson. Catherine, thank you so much for talking to us about it. And I don't know what to say, just to urge people to watch your movie and make of it what they will, having listened to all of those tributes, as you say. And I'm sure an awful lot of people will share the anger that you have. But Catherine Ferguson, thank you very much indeed.